Surprise!
Surprise, here we are again to talk about another release, right? Somebody let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, as if the Beatles world wasn't inundated with all kinds of news in the last few weeks between Let It Be coming out now on May 8th, finally. We've got Record Store Day with Mind Games, Ringo with his EP. And now Paul just decides, hey, I'm just going to throw out, finally, 50 years later, one hand clapping. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure this is to celebrate its 50th anniversary. And hello to everybody that's out there. Ollie, MVP. We got Tony. How you doing? Good to see you. And hopefully more people will be joining here soon. But we just thought we'd come on live to talk about this new release. Obviously, McCartney show, McCartney release. We gotta get on and we gotta talk.
Yeah,
this is,
and we were gonna maybe go live at some point and talk about Let It Be, you know. And we heard rumors about maybe something was coming, maybe it wasn't, you know. But here we go today. Now, nothing is on his website yet, right? Officially.
No, I think this was, if I saw correctly, I think this is Canada's fault for dropping this a little early. So we can blame Canada, as the song goes in the South Park film. But both.
Okay.
Well, fine. I mean, if that's your opinion, I think both are important. I think the Let It Be film is important to have out there, as the Beatles film.
It's the last Beatles film that was released with their stamp of approval, and you don't want it out there?
Right.
Give me a break.
Right. I don't care how dreary or depressing the film is. It's still historical in the Beatles world, and it should be available in its original form.
100%.
Hello, Laura. Hello, Kevin. So, one hand clapping.
Yeah. So okay. We got a it leaked out of Canada. The first thing I saw was on the Glass Onion Beatles Journal, which thank you, Mr. Gargolino, for this, but. This is a quote from the official news release. The wait is over. With the June 14th release of One Hand Clapping, one of the most bootlegged live albums in musical history will finally receive a proper release. In August of 74, Band on the Run was enjoying a 7-week consecutive number one stint at the top of the UK album charts. Paul and Wings headed to Abbey Road Studios for the filming of a video documentary and possible live studio album, One Hand Clapping.
Real quick. I mean, it was also my understanding, and then we'll hear in the future from a guest, was we talk about One Hand Clapping more in detail, that this was also for rehearsal for a possible Australian tour.
At the time, we'll read about that in Volume 2.
Exactly, yeah. But go ahead.
Despite overwhelming demand for newly recorded material from the biggest band in the world at that time, One Hand Clapping was never officially released. Filmed and recorded over 4 days, directed by David Litchfield, the release of One Hand Clapping is a historic moment for Paul McCartney fans. Over the years, various parts of One Hand Clapping have been bootlegged with varying degrees of success. Some of the material has also appeared on official McCartney releases, like this one. However, the June 14th release...
But that's also very important.
Yeah.
Some of the material.
Some
it's
of the material.
Not the whole thing.
Give us the whole film. However, the June 14th release, which features the original artwork designed for the project, including a TV sales brochure for the unreleased film at the time, it is the first time the audio for the film, plus several additional songs recorded off camera, have been officially issued. One Hand Clapping showcased Wings' new lineup, fresh from their return from Nashville, where they recorded the classic single Junior's Farm, following the sudden departure of Cywell and McCullough the previous year on the eve. We know that's all hogwash now. Recording the Wings masterpiece Band on the Run, Paul Lynde and Denny were now joined by Jimmy McCulloch and Jeff Britton. Additionally, joining the band were studio orchestral arranger Del Newman and saxophonist Howie Casey, directly from Liverpool. Opening with an instrumental jam that would become the One Hand Clapping theme song, the album features live in-studio renditions of Wings' mega hits Live and Let Die, Band on the Run, Jet, My Love, Hi Hi Hi, Junior's Farm. Paul's much-loved solo song, Maybe I'm Amazed, reworked extracts of Beatle classics, Let It Be, The Long and Winding Road, and Lady Madonna. The Moody Blues hit Go Now with Denny Lane singing, and Paul at a Paul solo piano version of the Harry Ass, Benny Davis, Tin Pan Alley classic, Babyface. That's been bootlegged for decades. We've heard that.
Right.
One Hand Clapping. Here we go for the collectors of all of us here. One Hand Clapping will be released in multiple formats, including an online exclusive 2LP and 7-inch package featuring an exclusive vinyl single of previously unreleased solo performances recorded on the final day of the sessions in the backyard of Abbey Road Studios. These include the unreleased track Blackpool, the Beatles' iconic Blackbird, the Wings' B-side Country Dreamer, and cover versions of 20 Fight Rock and Peggy Sue and I'm Gonna Love You Too. One Hand Clapping serves as a celebration of the enduring legacy of Paul McCartney and Wings. It captured a moment when Wings had found and defined their signature sound, just as Paul shaped popular culture the decade before with the Beatles. He was doing it once again in the 70s with Wings. This recording gives us an insight into the inner workings of the band as they work and play together in the studio. It also underscores Paul's incredible talent as a live performer. 50 years on, Paul is still performing many of these songs in packed stadiums across the world. And there you have it.
There you have it. As we mentioned, now the Band on the Run archive set did have some of those performances. Now, which ones were there exactly?
Right. So we're just talking straight up audio now, right?
Yeah, just audio. Yeah.
So the bonus audio on the 2010, remember this is the first one that kicked it off way back when. The bonus audio for One Hand Clapping on the 2010 archive. Let's see here. I'm looking. I don't see it. So the bonus film has a couple of things on here from One Hand Clapping.
Right.
So you've got on the bonus film, you've got One Hand Clapping, Jet, Soily, Sea Moon, Little Woman Love, Maybe I'm Amazed, My Love, Bluebird, Let's Love, All of You, I'll Give You a Ring, Band on the Run, Live and Let Die, 1985, and Babyface. It's on the DVD.
It's on the DVD, so it's not everything, but it's
no
all the stuff that's related to that point in time.
Right.
But, you know, no Blackpool, right?
Go ahead. No Blackpool. I went back a page. There it is. CD2 bonus audio tracks, okay, from One Hand Clapping. Bluebird, Let Me Roll It, Band on the Run, 1985, Country Dreamer, and Zoo Gang. And I must say, the One Hand Clapping version of Band on the Run is probably the best one out there, from my mind.
Yeah, so, you know, is it going to be, Babyface was on Venus and Mars. We have to go back and check that out. I'm sure you're not wrong, but anyways, so yeah, the release, the video, if it does get a video release, because it is getting audio releases, okay? Now, if it gets the video release, I'm sure it's going to be cleaned up. It's going to be restored visually, and it'll look great, okay?
So yeah, this is only audio right now. So, you know, it's going to be great to have 2LP, 2CD. Of course, there's going to be exclusive. Check McCartney's website tomorrow, maybe, for that announcement.
Well, I mean, now the cat's out of the bag, I mean, who knows if they might bring up when they were going to actually announce it. Who knows when they were going to actually announce this? It was June, right? So maybe they would have waited till the first week of May.
Hell, why not wait 4 more days till his birthday and do it on the 18th?
There you go. There you go. Hello, James, Kevin. Yeah,
I think so you're right there, KSFH.
Well, we did get a snippet of it on the Wingspan DVD.
Yes. Okay,
we did get a snippet of it. So not the whole thing, but here you go. You are correct. The first official release of the full song.
Yeah.
Hello, Beetle Brad. How you doing?
And what was some of the footage that we got released on the McCartney years DVD menu? What was that?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't have it on me right now.
I thought Blackpool was.
Blackpool was one of those. Yeah.
On McCartney years, not Wingspan, right?
The McCartney years. Yeah.
Right. Actually, somebody said Wingspan.
But I think you saw them on both.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Soily also on Venus and Mars. Okay.
Okay. Well, that has to probably do with then the fact with the 75 tour, because he was performing it. So maybe that's why they included it on Venus and Mars, because it really doesn't make any sense to put any of these performances on the Venus and Mars box set. since this but to your point, band.
Not if there was a tour being considered at the time.
Right, right. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, one hand clapping has been out there for forever. In, you know, and the archive release in 2010 was the closest we got to any kind of, you know, it wasn't complete. Right. As we know, Paul kind of leaves off, he doesn't do complete things. He kind of sprinkles out his bonus material on these things and doesn't give you the full enchilada. He doesn't, so this is nice to come out. I mean, 50 years later, as we've said before, it's 74. So how do you mark a milestone in 74? We were wondering maybe we'd get some kind of 12-inch Junior's Farm, maybe. But now he's going to celebrate 50 years of this kind of bootleg thing, which is cool. And later on in the year, we'll have a really awesome guest on to talk about a lot more of this in more detail than we can.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, so the audio, obviously, there's going to be a CD, right? And then the vinyl release. Yeah, two CDs. So, you know, here it comes Affirm again. Thank you, Affirm.
Thank you, Affirm.
Yes.
I feel like we're going to be thanking Affirm a lot in 2024. Go for it, Beetle Mike. Yeah, I mean, between Mind Games and what potentially is coming out from the Harrison Estate at some point, I mean, but as we said before we went off the air here, before we went on the air, that the first 3 months of 2024 have been kind of quiet, and here we are. Heating up.
Yeah. So, Paul at the very peak of his powers. Okay. Perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not really, because at this same time, he also wanted to release Cold Cuts, Hot Hits Cold Cuts, and the studio.
I love that. I Give You a Ring goes back all the way back to 74.
Yes. Which that'll be on there as well.
Yeah.
That'll be on there as well. Yeah. I love that piano, the whole piano bit that he does. During that bit. It's also 50 years of McGear, absolutely.
Which,
that's right.
Which those of you out there that, let's see, Jimmy McCulloch, oh, okay. One hand clapping can't be cleaned up visually because it was shot on video. David Litchfield told me that Paul wanted to do it on video. The video quality was inferior, but the sound was the state of the art.
Yeah, but again, they are releasing stuff on video. You watch those Doctor Who, old Doctor Who series or TV shows. A lot of that was filmed on video, and that's still being able to be transferred onto Blu-ray. So it is possible. We'll see. The technology, I think, is there for that to be able to happen. So
you wonder if Paul does what he does with the Beatles camp does and give their stuff to Jackson to be cleaned up. But maybe Paul keeps his stuff separate from that. I mean, you will know that looking at anything that Paul has released on video on these box sets is kind of in a straight transfer, very flat. There's been no upgrades of that video quality at all on physical releases. However, we've been getting those 4K upgrade scales on his YouTube channel.
Right.
For videos. Will One Hand Clapping get a total overhaul video treatment? We did hear rumblings that it would drop on YouTube at some point, but the video component of this project is something that is the unknown still.
Yeah, I am curious to know if there is an AI technology that can clean up. We know what it can do to help restore film, but on video that might be a different scenario. But I think it'll be possible.
Yeah, and this goes back to, I'm sure people that are of a certain age can go back and remember going to fests and watching One Hand Clapping in the video room back in the day. You know, there were people, that's how the things were shown. Speaking of McGear, go ahead, Tom.
I was saying, Beetle Brad, One Hand Clapping was just set of quality. What? I'm trying to understand what Beetle Brad's trying to say.
Hold on. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah. This is a good point, Laura. Thank you. Yeah, it's April 17th. It's a key date in McCartney history. It's when he released McCartney. It's also when we lost Linda in 1998.
Yes, very true.
Ah, Queen. Hours in the video rooms. Hours. Where else were you going to see that stuff? You were going back to what Beetle Brad's comment?
Yeah, he's up there a little bit.
This one?
Yeah.
One hand clapping was just sat of quietly. I'm not sure what he means there. I think you know. Not sure.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean there.
One of the cool things I noticed about the track listing is Jimmy and Jeff lineup running through Power Cut tomorrow and Wildlife. That's awesome. Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the track listing is there. I mean, we didn't read the track
listing. I didn't read the track listing, but I did post the link there in the chat if you want to go back and look at it. So I'll just read it real quick. So on this release, okay, and they denote it, too. They'll tell you this was previously released in 2010 on the Band on the Run, which is right here. Or previously released as bonus audio on the archive releases. They tell you. So here we go. Side one, One Hand Clapping, Jet, Soily, Sea Moon, Little Woman Love, Maybe I'm Amazed, and My Love. They have all been previously released. Okay. Bluebird, Let's Love, All of You, I'll Give You a Ring, Band on the Run, Live and Let Die, 1985, and Babyface, all previously released. Disc two, Let Me Roll It, Blue Moon of Kentucky, Power Cut. And those of you who are fans of the medley, ha 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 ha, that's a win. Love My Baby, Let It Be, and The Long and Winding Road / Lady Madonna. Interesting to hear him tackling Beatles songs in 74. Because yes, he was getting ready for a tour. He played them. He played Lady Madonna and Long and Winding Road. But there's probably first foray into tapping into some Beatles stuff, which is pretty cool. Also on disc two, Junior's Farm, Sally G, Tomorrow, Go Now, Wildlife, High, High, High. And then the 7-inch disc three, however you want to take it, Blackpool, Blackbird, Country Dreamer, which was also previously released, 20 Flight Rock, Peggy Sue, I'm Gonna Love You Too. So most of the unreleased material so far is going to be on the second disc. The first disc is stuff we've got just about already out on Band on the Run Archive and or Venus and Mars. As somebody pointed out, Babyface was on that. So now, really, the gem of this set is going to be disc two, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, so very interesting. Like I said, I mean, this was apparently supposed to be also rehearsals for a tour of Australia. So, I mean, that could have been a possibility. That could have been the set list for that tour.
It is just audio, Tom. Yes, we said that at the top if you missed it. Yeah, it's just audio for now.
Yeah. Hello, Sarah. Glad to make it. Thank you for being here. But, yeah.
Here's a good question. Yeah, this complete take of Suicide. Wasn't that? I think that was a part of it, wasn't it?
I thought that was. Wasn't that part of the piano medley with I'll Give You a Ring, Let's Love?
Stand Suicide. By.
Yes. Well, yeah, there you go.
Let's consult the oracle. Hold on.
Hi, Wink. How you doing? Yeah, I think this is going to be an exciting release. Yeah, it's been bootlegged forever, but this is going to be the complete documentary, if you will, if that's what you want to call it, or that's what Paul was going to do with it, turn it into a, you know, documentary type thing. And then put on the shelf like all so right. many different things.
All right, according to our guys, Chip and Mark, Suicide is part of One Hand Clapping.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not a complete version audio-wise of One Hand Clapping if we're not getting Suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
I thought it was. I thought it was part of it, and that's on YouTube. You can find that.
Right. So as for video, you know, it's still possible that we can get something official.
Right. Well, a little bit late for that, my man. Record Store Day is in 4 days, 3 days. How are they going to do that?
Well, you know, they could have planned it to coincide with Record Store Day.
Well, yeah, maybe there was. Yeah. Yes, Kit, only audio. Two LP, two CD to start.
Right.
Yes, Wink. Yeah, so Suicide, unless I missed it in my excitement of reading the track listing, stand by. No, Suicide's not on here.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Oh, oh, that sucks.
That's a sign of a good reader. That's a sign of a good reader. 20, 24, 23 years running, baby. She still holds up pretty damn good.
The man opened that book up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitch from Fab Four Free For All. Of course, our friend Mitch Axelrod. It's going to be a great year of releases.
Yep.
Yeah, Sarah, I feel you. Gentle. Gentle with this baby. Although a friend of mine that I work with just actually scored a copy of this on eBay for less than $100. So keep your eyes peeled.
All right, so the performance. We've seen the performances, obviously, on the Band on the Run box set. I think Paul's in fantastic vocal form during those tracks. I think it's some of his best performances of those songs, and I'm really looking forward to hearing a really good cleanup.
Yeah,
you know, version.
The video quality has always been eh. And again, if you want to see the video quality of it in officially released form, pick up or refer to your Band on the Run archive. You've got 7 or 8 videos from One Hand Clapping right on this baby. Back when these things were $60 a piece. Remember those days, Tom? No. That ain't happening. Mind Games is set to go for July 12th. Unless that changed today.
The book got pushed.
Oh, the book. The book.
Yes. The book got pushed.
Okay. Well, the books in the Lennon series have kind of always come a few months after the archive boxes anyway. Right?
No, I disagree. No, I think they've always pretty much came with, sold separately, obviously, but they always came right around the time as the box set releases.
Yeah. A couple of Babyface, somebody mentioned was on that. Let me see if I can reach it. But this is only the 2 CD. The box is in the other room, which I'm not getting up to go get. Ah! Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
Soily. From One Hand Clapping, baby. So there are a couple of tracks smattered around here,
which just don't make any damn sense to me. They just should have been on the Band on the Run.
They should have been because it was recorded after that, right?
Yeah.
Switching gears a bit. What are your thoughts on the 73 Newcastle gig that was released on YouTube with no fanfare? Audio quality wasn't that great, and there's better recordings of the Newcastle show out there. Soundboard. That was not a soundboard recording. Yes, the good old days. Tom,
yes.
Just
yes.
Double check.
This is Jeff, this is Jeff Britton. This is one of the, you know, this
right.
is his year. 70,
74,
74.
Right. I wasn't sure if he was jettisoned yet.
No. He was there up until...
Right.
You know, the first couple weeks of the Venus and Mars sessions.
That's right. Early 75. And then Paul said, hit the road, karate man. Right. Forgot about that. Right. Okay. Yeah, because Jeff's on the clips.
Yes. Yes, this is Jeff Britton era.
It's actually the only place, really, you get to see Jeff Britton on video footage anywhere outside of the Junior's Farm promotional video.
There you go. That's it. Well, yeah, the wasn't that the what's the big show on
Top of the Pops. The
Top of the Pops. Thank you. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so it's been a crazy cut. Now somebody mentioned the Bagheera album having a 50th anniversary. Those of you that are bootleg people, if you haven't had a chance to hear some of that and we did a show on the recent kind of Band on the Run bootlegs, underdub stuff, wing stuff that's kind of got out there. But recently, I did hear finally the HMC one the other day, and there's a version of a song called "The Man Who Found God on the Moon," which is a song on McGear that just has a Paul vocal up front on it. Wow, incredible! Because I know you love the McGear album, partner. I know you do. I'm lukewarm with it.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to. I mean, obviously, we got that those files. I need to listen to that version because it's one of the better songs on that album.
And I Leave It. Leave It's a great track. Leave It's great.
Leave It's fantastic.
Leave It. I do love Leave It.
Yeah,
Yes, exactly. Maybe the end of 2024, possibly.
That's what we're hearing.
There are complete soundboard recordings of Newcastle. Ask Google. She's very friendly and helpful. So why do you think we're not getting a DVD of One Hand Clapping with better, with, I think he means with better quality. Why do you think, Tom?
Well, it's not enough for us to talk about right now.
True.
I'm not going to say any more than that. We will be doing a show on this soon with somebody that does have a lot of knowledge in the whole process.
It's outside of our purview. It's just outside of our purview, you know. Do we know a couple of things? Yeah, but we're not at liberty to talk about it.
But like I said, we are going to be doing an episode probably closer into it to the release with somebody that does have a lot of knowledge and that has, you know, interviewed somebody very important to.
Please say no more.
The project. Yes. You can say no more. That's right.
Right. So if you like the supporting vocals on that track, listen, have a listen to this version that just got out on the HMC bootleg. That's Paul, a 1974 voice, you know, just killing it. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, very cool.
A deluxe copy of McGear, compliments of Adrian and Alan.
That's probably the Cherry Red record.
That's the Cherry Red box we did. We did a show on that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, with Tony Trigardo. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, very good. Very happy with this release. Again, we know it's not London Town and Back to the Egg. I'm sure we will get that eventually.
We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it. Let's talk real quick. Julia says, I think we'll get at least two more McCartney releases this year. I told it would be a McCartney year. Well, here we go.
Well, that's one of the things that we did an over-under on earlier this year, right? For the year 2024, I said over-under 3.5 things, and I said I went over, and I think you went under.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I said under 3.
I think we're looking pretty good for more than 3.
Well,
because if the film is released, that is, I believe, an MPL.
Oh, that will kid out. The film would count. So fine. All right. Let's just play the odds here, my friend. Okay. Yeah. So.
Okay. So.
One Hand Clapping is going to come out in June.
Right. We got the Band on the Run 50th anniversary.
Okay. One. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You'll win this. you got me on this one. If Band on the Run comes out in December and nothing comes out between June and December, who knows?
Who knows exactly?
I wanted to get your thoughts on Let It Be and just the streaming for a little bit right now. Like what are your thoughts on that?
For a few minutes. Let It Be, I think, is very important that it should be released in its original. I mean, I've said this over and over again. It should be released the way it was released in 1970. It's going to be set up probably the exact same way that the Peter Jackson films were. It'll go streaming for a while, and then we'll get an eventual physical release. Now, here's the thing. Disney hates putting out anything of physical media releases.
The Beatles. Sorry,
here's
Walt.
Here's the thing. They are now in cahoots with Sony, okay? And Sony now will be distributing Disney films on physical media. So, that being said, I think when it's time to release this on Blu-ray, we will get it'll be released from Sony. Okay. Sony. And then hopefully Sony will do a better job of distributing it than they did with the Get Back, because I knew a lot of people had a hard time finding it on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah. Although I tell you, again, go on eBay right now. You can get copies of Get Back for less than $20.
Right. No, Sarah, you can go online and you can see that starting with the release of the new Omen movie that's in theaters now, Sony will now start releasing Disney films through Sony. And that was starting with the Omen film. and that'll probably.
I agree with Tony there.
Well, I mean, that's the deal they made. Obviously, the Beatles can't felt comfortable enough to go with Disney.
But May 8th, I'm sure it'll just... now, I wonder, do you think they'll do what they did with Get Back? You know, and drop it at midnight? Like
three, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably. So, are we going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, damn it, and do another live reaction like we did three nights with Get Back in 2021?
Maybe we can... maybe we can sleep in on that one.
Freaking guy texted me, get up. We got to review it. I'm like, okay, dude, I just watched this. Oh, my God. Watch a 2.5 hour movie, get up and then go live at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I tell you what, though, those were some of our favorite live shows.
They were hilarious. Had a great time.
Scotty O'Rourke, hello, buddy.
Hey, Scott, Kevin. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, bootlegs are already out there. I have a bootleg copy of Let It Be. You know,
I have probably 10 bootleg copies of Let It Be between VHS, DVD, online. I mean, those of you that are old enough to remember, too, it's not like Let It Be was never available. Tom, you loved movies and going to video stores as a kid. Do you remember seeing Let It Be in the video store, like released by United Artists? Like, it was out there.
VHS. It was out there. Yes.
It wasn't like you couldn't get it. It just was not mass produced. Oh, damn. It comes out on a Wednesday. My dad, 70. That's a good year. So Let It Be in the theater with his then girlfriend. He told me years ago he came out of the theater with sadness. He felt deflated. Get Back thing was a huge... Yeah.
I think she's saying her father is 70 now.
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
I know somebody else who's 70, so it's a good year.
Okay. It was a very good year.
Yeah, it was out there.
There you go.
The VHS tapes, I mean, you got to remember, that it was like $60 to buy a VHS tape. Like a 100, real tape?
$100. Even before that was $100.
Right, like, yeah, so could
$100.
Yeah. Did you ever have a chance to buy Let It Be on VHS in your collecting days or anything?
No. No, not when I was collecting VHSs. No.
Right. Again. Yeah, Sarah, likewise. You know, or you rented it. You rented it, and then back in the day I used to have two VCRs stacked up on top of each other. I'd take that sucker, throw a blank tape in the other deck, copy. Back in the tape box, back to the video store, Be Kind, rewind. Remember, if you didn't rewind, 50 cent fee on top of that.
The ways people tried to get money out of you. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
It was
Kit
a double
it
bill.
Too.
It was a great double bill. The complete Beatles and Let It Be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Video store I knew as a kid actually had they were selling everything, and they had Let It Be was gone already, but they had the complete Beatles for like $5.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, May 8th. I mean, 54 years later, it's going to get a commercial release. I mean, for the first time, it's been sitting, and I think you guys said on Talk More Talk that it's been, we've known it's been ready for decades.
It's been ready. Yeah. I mean, Michael Lindsay-Hogg has said repeatedly that this has been ready since the Let It Be Naked release.
And those of you who are inclined, there's a brand new interview with Michael Lindsay-Hogg, the director of the original film of Let It Be, that's on the New York Times. So if you're a subscriber or you know somebody that can gift you the article, there's a really nice current interview with Michael about his film coming out and how he compares it with Peter's Get Back and how the two of them met. And somebody actually, shout out to Joe Mantineo, he gifted me the article the other morning, and I read it, which was cool. And Kit says the film sound quality will finally be up to snuff. I remember how dark and grainy that print was. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to seeing the improvement of video and audio, obviously. So.
Yeah, video and audio both improved. So it's
just can't
it's a
wait
good
to see. You know. The camera's going to come right down, right into Ringo's face, you know.
Right there. Just like on there, yeah. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the band. We'll take care of the music.
His voice was so high back then.
Yeah, I know.
It just was. Laserdisc. Yeah. Ooh. Interesting. But yeah, it's a great time to be a Beatles fan. Nothing officially issued from the Harrison camp yet, but according to Danny Harrison, an interview on Record Store Day, a podcast, he said that there's Material World and Bangladesh coming out.
Yes. I had heard a rumor that that Peter Jackson was also working on the concert for Bangladesh footage.
Bangladesh does not excite me as much as Material World. How else can Bangladesh be improved?
Visually? You know, I mean, if they're going to make it look better visually, I mean, why not? I'm all for it. I mean, I would love the upgrade to Blu-ray.
Yeah, of course. It just seems like there's better things to grab at George's catalog than the Bangladesh concert.
Yeah, but I'm the kind of like a chronological order kind of guy. You know, if you're going to do stuff, do it in order.
Fair enough.
And then plus, don't forget, the concert for Bangladesh has not been reissued like the rest of his catalog was reissued.
It was reissued in 2005.
The vinyl?
Not the vinyl. The film.
Right. Yes, that's what I mean. That's what I meant. The vinyl was not reissued like the rest of his catalog.
No, that's a very fair point. That's the one vinyl that has not been reissued, the 2017s and all that other stuff, right?
Right.
Scott, I will, because I'm a huge Beach Boys fan. My partner, I know, will skip that one big time.
Well, I don't care if Paul's in it or not, you know? Let him talk about how much he loves Pet Sounds and how much that influenced him to do whatever, you know?
Damn right.
But we already know all that, you know? You don't need to hear it again.
No. Somebody asked earlier, so are we giving up all hope on Rubber Soul? Well, we don't know. I think releasing things on the history of the anniversaries has gone out the window now. Ever since Let It Be, with COVID getting delayed and everything, with Beatle releases, it's kind of like Revolver came out in 2022, right? So they might release Rubber Soul around Christmas time. Who knows? I would think it would make much. If they're not going to do anything this year from the Beatles camp, then maybe it makes sense to wait until 2025 when it is 60 years old.
Right.
Kit's excited. But yeah, Kit's excited about the Beach Boys doc. And between that, the Jim Henson doc, and Let It Be, I'm signing up for Disney Plus for a while. Yeah, the Jim Henson one looks really good too.
Yeah, I need to see that. So yeah, I got to sign up for it again as well.
Yeah, I know it's another add-on, but there's good content on there. I mean, especially you're a Star Wars person, Tom. Like, there's so much Star Wars stuff on there.
Yeah, but I've got it all on video. I mean, that's on Blu-ray, so I really don't need Disney Plus for Star Wars.
No, but like even like the series and stuff that they've released, like Kenobi and all those.
That's different, because I am looking forward to Andor season 2, because I thought Andor was fantastic.
Ah, indeed she would, says the MVP. that's gonna be
a
good one.
That's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah, so I mean, Saturday, let's talk Record Store Day real quick for a few minutes.
Right, Saturday, yeah.
I'm gonna pull a Hunyadi, and I will be in line at my local record store before 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
There's 5 things I want. And God damn it, I'm going to get them.
Well, I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
Happy to say that you told me that you found a, you got a place you're going to go to?
Found a record store that's participating in Record Store Day. So excited about that. Now I'm just debating now that I'm in a cooler state and it's not Arizona. You know, I'm just debating whether or not what time I should get there and start standing in line. It's a little colder in Michigan than it is in Arizona, even though we are getting into warmer months. But we shall see.
Bundle up and grab a coffee.
Exactly. You got to tough it out, buddy.
Yeah. Bundle up. But right, yeah, it's I'm looking forward to Record Store Day for the first time in a while. Last year, I think I just grabbed Red Rose Speedway. Matt, I missed this one. Son of Dracula. Could you imagine if that got a Blu-ray release? I just listened to that soundtrack a few weeks ago. That would be awesome.
I would welcome that. I would absolutely welcome that.
Horrible film, that, but so bad that, it's good.
That and Blind Man.
Yeah.
I'd love Blind Man on Blu-ray as well.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But besides us, you know, who else would buy it?
Brad's got to get up at 1 a.m. All right, Brad.
Very cool. Very cool. Look, and those two George Harrison releases, too, they look very cool as well.
Oh, the what did Alan call those things? The
Zoetrope.
Zoetrope.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this 50th anniversary? Wow, this week. Yeah, I'm not interested in Electric Sound and Wonderwall music on Zoetrope pressings. No thanks. Hard pass.
News is that all of them will get that treatment. All of his records.
Oh, they all are going to get that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'll get some of the other ones. We'll see. But when? We're not getting any younger, damn it. Oh, we're going to be released. What are going to be? What are going to be? Roll into the record store in a wheelchair? Oh, I'll save me that one. Frick out of here. Release that stuff now.
I love it.
Or it'll go in the will.
Yeah, or it'll go in the will.
Yeah, Tom, we did.
Yeah. Yes. And I believe that Amoeba will also have an exclusive 7-inch vinyl release of February Sky.
Say that again, partner.
I said that Amoeba will have an exclusive 7-inch red vinyl release of Ringo's single Vanilla Sky.
Right.
And you can only
get not Vanilla Sky. February. Vanilla Sky is Paul.
Did I say Vanilla Sky? No. February Sky. Yeah.
Which, listen, y'all know I'm not the biggest on Ringo and his new EPs and songs. I kind of like this song a lot. Yeah. I listened to Kit's take on it. And you got all you guys' takes on it on Talk More Talk. I know Kit wasn't really, Tom wasn't really into it, right? You didn't really like it. You had to wait.
It wasn't exciting to me, but I mean, obviously I'll listen to it more.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it. I did. February Sky, Vanilla Sky. Vanilla Sky. Paul and Ringo. There's a single for you for Record Store Day. February Sky, Vanilla Sky. There you go. Put it out.
Put it out. Put a stamp on it.
Think about this. We don't have a vinyl version of Vanilla Sky anywhere.
No, that soundtrack is on vinyl.
Oh, the sound. You got to get the soundtrack.
Yeah. You got to get the soundtrack to get Vanilla Sky on vinyl, yes.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Kit, you were the one that liked. Yeah, I agree with you, Kit. It is. I totally agree. That's coming from somebody who was very open about his not loving Ringo stuff recently.
Wow.
I dig it.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kind of the recent news here.
That's it. Yeah. We're going to see how we do with Record Store Day. And then we'll, depending on how we do, we're going to do a video on that too at some point this weekend. Back in the U.S. was not released on vinyl, nor was Good Evening New York City.
Right. There's very few of McCartney's releases that didn't make it on vinyl. Damn it. I lost my thought.
That's all right. Coming up, our next episode, which is going to be episode 245, Julie just asked, what book did you show earlier? Oh, Eight Arms. Arms to Hold You.
Eight Arms to Hold You.
The Bible, baby.
It came out in 2000.
Yep.
We've had the authors on many times, Chip Mattinger and Mark Easter. Talked about the book, you know.
Yeah, but for 245, which is going to be our next episode, can't tell you when it's going to be coming dropping yet because we have to record it still. We are going to be focusing on the interview that Paul gave to Stephen Gaines, the transcripts of which were reproduced in the brand new book.
Peter Brown as well.
They're Peter both Brown as well and Stephen Gaines interviewed Paul circa 1980 for the book that came out in 1982 called The Love You Make, which of those of you know is Paul and Linda burned in the fireplace. There's even a photograph of Linda burning the book. And because Peter Brown is the last living member associated with the Inner Circle, these are the transcripts of those interviews. It's not anything new. They're the transcripts of the interviews that they conducted. Paul's interview is pretty lengthy. It's probably one of the longest ones in the book, 30 pages.
30 pages. I'm 20 pages in, and a lot of talk on Brian Epstein, a lot of talk on Alan Klein. Very, very, very candid interview with Paul. These kind of interviews Paul just doesn't do anymore. Nobody just asks him these kinds of questions, and he's very open, and it's I love these 80s interviews.
The best. Those are the ones we focus on when we do a deep dive on the 80s interview, because he was Frank. Sarah, what were your thoughts on the book? I'm not done with it yet. I'm maybe a quarter of the way through. What were your thoughts on this book? Yeah. I just thought, for somebody as Peter Brown, and I know his name is Mud, in the Beatles from the family's aspect, he's the last living person from the Inner Circle still alive. So on those, and these interviews were from the time; they're not new. These were on tape that got transcribed to text. There's interviews in here with Queenie Epstein,
Alistair
Taylor, Bob Wooler. You know, these are key
Alan
Beatle
Klein,
people.
Alan Klein, I think, was interviewed as well.
Alan Klein was interviewed. John Eastman, talk about Paul. John Eastman was interviewed. Okay. Dick James, John Dunbar, Yoko. These are key people. Magic Alex, Neil Aspinall. I think the book was worth it. Even though, say what you want about the other book, but I think from a historical perspective, to look at it in context, you need to read these interviews. And that's going to be the focus of our next show for 245, is the Paul interview in this book. We just don't know when we're going to drop it yet.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, this was a better crowd than I was expecting. So as a last minute, you highlight Sarah's there.
Yeah. The interviews are very eye-opening. It's gossipy, but if you want to read the truth about the Beatles story, it's needed.
Yeah, yes.
They're exactly, Kit. And think about it. You know, everybody else is gone. Mal's gone. Yeah. Mal's been long gone. Neil's gone. Right.
Neil's gone. Derek.
Derek Taylor's gone. Alistair Taylor's gone. Right. Clive Epstein's gone. These are people that knew So check it out. And let us know if you get it as well too. But that'll be our next episode.
Yeah,
the tapes. Well, if you listen, he did a podcast. So Gaines appeared on Rodriguez's podcast, something about the Beatles, and he talked about what will he do with these tapes after his passing. You know, donate it to a college, because the tapes are gold. Because that's those are the tapes that they transcribe these with. So
just don't put the tapes in the blue box, and I think
it'll
be okay.
Yeah, I listened to that on Saturday morning, Sarah. So, yeah, exactly. So,
all right.
And Frida. And we got Frida.
Yeah.
That's right. Of course we got Frida. Right. And Frida goes back to Liverpool.
Yeah, but how Inner Circle was she really, though? You know, I know she did the, the fan club.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah might know, but
they're transcripts of interviews.
Right.
They're not new interviews, Tony. They're transcripts of interviews that were conducted between 1979 and 1981. And John Lennon was planning to be interviewed also by these two gentlemen before he was killed in 1980. They interviewed Yoko somewhere early in 1981. I think they said in February they interviewed Yoko. So,
which is surprising, because it's not that far from his murder.
No, it's not. So, yeah, that's going to be 245, and that's going to do it for this little bonus live edition of Two Legs with all the news. One hand clapping, Let It Be, Mind Games, Record Store Day. It's as they say in Almost Famous, it's all happening.
It's all happening. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We had a great time. Yeah, Fido was more outer circle. She was closer to Brian and Beatles families than the Beatles. Okay, cool.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Kit. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Beatle Mad Night, Kevin, yeah. Tony, Blau, Julia, Chris, Tony, Scott O'Rourke, Julia, anybody I might have missed, MVP, Captain Clockwork, Harry Benson. I just want to leave everybody out here. Lucky Jackson, Ollie. Heidi, Matthew, and I think I got everybody else. So, Kyle Hand and Tom Liverani, of course. Stay tuned for that, too. We got more news on that as well coming in the future. So,
yeah, all right.
For Tom, I'm Andy.
All right.
Have a great night.
Subscribe if you haven't.